Good morning. What a beautiful day it is outside, and an even more beautiful day in here in this beautiful space to be together in a spirit of worship. It is always good to be together, good to see each one of you. A special welcome to those of you who may be visiting with us, and in particular those who are here with us for the first time. We have made it a point to very recently restock our visitor cards in all of our pews. If this is your first time visiting with us here at St. John's, we invite you to fill out a visitor card. It looks like this. And then as you exit at the end of the service, there is a basket on the back usher's bench on your right-hand side as you're leaving to place your card in that basket so that we can collect it and learn a bit more about you and be in touch. So welcome to all. It is important that visitor or regular, that you know that no matter who you are, and no matter where you are on life's journey, it is our deep desire to meet you where you are and to share God's love with you as we journey together. I have a few announcements. I know all of you want to know how Reverend Sue is doing, so I'll start off with that. I didn't do that at the 8 o'clock service, and then it struck me. I'm like, I'm sure nobody heard what I had to say. Reverend Sue is home. She is recovering. She texted me at 10:11 to say that she was thinking of us, so you are very much on her mind as she is on ours. She is recovering at home with Nurse Bob, who must be the very best, as I can imagine. So certainly appreciative of all of your prayers, and I pray that they continue as she continues to recover and we continue to carry on. We have an announcement from our transition team. You'll notice that these are pretty frequent announcements. There's an ongoing search as we seek to find our interim senior minister. So they have an update for us. In order to keep the congregation informed of progress in our search for an interim minister, there will be an information session held next Sunday, May 1st, after both services. Members of the transition team will be available in the library to answer questions you may have and hear your suggestions. We've made this announcement in the past, but if you are not able to attend that meeting next week, there's also a suggestion box in the elevator lobby, right across from the elevator by the rainbow banner. A great place to put suggestions or concerns that you might have. This is a search for all of us, not just our transition team, so opinions welcome and feedback welcome. As you can see up front, it is also Prayer Shawl Sunday, so members of our Prayer Shawl team have arranged some beautiful shawls to offer to people. If you or someone that you know or love could benefit from a tangible reminder of God's love wrapped around them and enfolding them, it's such a unique and wonderful ministry that we have here, so please feel free after the service to come up and grab one. There are plenty. There's even more back here if we run out. Please take time to fill out one of the tracking slips just so that we know where that shawl is headed. We have had them go far and wide, and that's always really a neat thing to lift up in prayer the next Sunday to see where they have gone and who they have reached. So please do take time to fill that out and take one with you. Another special thank you to Marge Jewell, who is serving as my liturgist this morning, and of course to Abby Lamp, who at a moment's notice always ends up filling in for a children's message, and today is extra special because our children's choir is singing, so it tied in perfectly, so I am very grateful for the help and the assistance. I believe that is all of our announcements for this morning. Lots to keep in mind, lots going on, I know, in our life as a community here at church, but also in our own lives as things shift gears and seasons change. So it's important that we take time to take a deep and slow and very intentional breath, that we feel ourselves becoming present in this place, in this time, setting aside the worries of yesterday and tomorrow, and being here now as we gather together to worship. In the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you.
times, both Reverend Sue and I have lifted up the words of Mary Oliver's Instructions for Living Life, which today I think we could rename Instructions for Living Easter. Number one, pay attention. Number two, be astonished. And number three, tell about it. Our theme this morning is Resurrection Witness. And I think what it means to be a witness is those instructions precisely. Last week on Easter, we talked about the importance of showing up, like the Spice Girls at the tomb. But showing up is only the starting point of being a witness. Being a witness is about being a part of something, about looking around and taking it all in, about allowing whatever it is we are witnessing to affect us, to change us, and then telling about it to others. Being a resurrection witness, a witness to the new life of the risen Christ, goes beyond just showing up and hearing the old familiar Easter story, although that is the place we must begin. Today, on this second Sunday in Easter, we are challenged to take the next step, to pay attention to where new life is catching our eye and leading us, to be astonished time and time again at the power of God's love and Christ's grace, and then to tell everyone we meet about the Easter hope we have found, not necessarily with words, in fact, oftentimes without, but with the very way we live our lives. We are indeed living, breathing, moving witnesses to the resurrection of Christ. May we take ownership for that. May we indeed pay attention, be astonished, and tell about the life of Christ and the hope of Easter, even now, as we gather together to worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Good morning. Our first scripture reading for today is from John 20, verses 19 to 31. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. Our second reading is from Acts 5, verse 27 through 32. When they had brought them, they had them stand before the council. The high priest questioned them, saying, "We gave you strict orders not to teach in his name, yet here you have filled Jerusalem with your teaching, and you were determined to bring this man's blood on us." But Peter and the apostles answered, We must obey God rather than any human authority. The God of our ancestors raised up Jesus, whom you have killed by hanging him on a tree. God exalted him at his right hand as leader and savior, that he may give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are witnesses to these things. And so is the Holy Spirit, who God has given to those who obey him.
Was just perfect. So good.